Welcome to Between Nines. Listening to literature online. This is show number 79. On behalf of those who speak different languages, the book launch. Most recent publication from All Book Books, the full title, On Behalf of Those Who Speak Different Languages, 23 poems, one essay, and 138 plus ideas with references and links to help Mother Earth, community, and self. Combination of poetry, essay, activism. The essay, interwoven throughout, provides an informative, insightful, and, perhaps to some, startling look at the machinations of empire and society, along with ideas for how to connect with one's original nature, which is connected with both Mother Nature and spirit worlds. Book is human speaking to human. The other relations like trees, rocks, rain, and so on won't be able to read this book, but they are a part of it. As the word itself suggests, behalf is only half the story or picture. It's not an exact equation, but this book is a half-truth, the other being what the various thoses say and do for themselves. And then there's what you say and do and think and feel as you are affected by these words, this book. Is the hourglass half empty or one and a half full? This is your host, Monk. Thanks for listening. Okay, going to read some selections from the book and make some comments, a little bit about it, do a little bit of the promo. So I'm going to jump right in and read a poem that maybe the title is self-explanatory, but I feel like explaining it. It's called A Ventriloquist Dummy Sings Karaoke. And sort of, it has a lot to do, as the poem will show, about the media and how much we hear things from who knows where. So I was trying to come up with sort of the wildest, funniest example of, you know, one step removed from the truth, the authentic voice. So that's where the title comes from. A ventriloquist dummy sings karaoke, and the audience laughs, but gets lost in translations. Someone else's song through someone else's wooden mouth. All that hearsay, plus what's left unsaid, so many TV mouths move, but what comes out is often fed media McCarthyism, paying people to slander, yet paying no respect to Charlie, another McCarthy, but a funny dummy whose mouth moved by the skilled hand and wit of Edgar Bergen. A ventriloquist dummy sings karaoke while angels dance on the tips of our tongues, yearning to speak the truth and enhance their exquisite taste buds. Good taste or advice, even if only from a friend of a friend, is worth having. Old sayings tongued for a reason. Me gusta la poesía porque es la oportunidad para jugando con palabras y verdades y mucho más. Unless we have a real talk, it's hard to say what's meant by words like God or socialism or dummy. And who's to know what's in a sandwich without some adjectives like cheese or mustard? My advice is, don't fight over God or gods or who is the one. Just keep whatever experience you can muster, keep it real close. Let that see you through. So there's 23 poems in the book, and each poem is followed by 6 categories. And part of the reason for that is to encourage people to do something, to take action, as the book says, to help Mother Earth, your community, the community, and self, yourself. And part of it is sort of like a artistic confession of after years of writing poems, and as much as it's nice to hear someone say, hey, nice poem, as an artist, there's so much that goes into a poem, and wanting to say so much and have tons of things come across, but when someone says nice poem, it's like wondering, you know, if anything really registered, or if it affected them, or if they might actually do something or take action. So that's part of what spawned the ideas for the categories. And so each poem has afterwards, according to the topic, has an overview, and then a short bit on self, home and environs, technology, community, and cosmic. So I'll read these for the ventriloquist dummy sings karaoke, the overview. In this information age, distinguishing between fact, truth, and hearsay or outright lies, bullshit can take a Herculean effort. Self. Encourage yourself to discuss your ideas and feelings with others. Sometimes new perspectives are discovered, problems get solved, and questions answered in the process of communicating. You don't have to have all the answers before you're qualified to speak. Home and environs. It's comforting to sing to the proverbial choir, but even among your close friends and family, there may arise differences of opinion. Treat disputes and arguments as opportunities for growing closer. Technology. If you didn't get the TV memo yet, don't just listen to the talking heads. While some TV may be informative, the internet provides a wider opportunity to research and self-educate. Community. Mainstream media is typically used as a tool to manufacture consent via misleading language aimed at swaying public opinion and creating a climate of fear. As example, numerous times the news has reported that, quote, alleged or suspected, end quote, Al-Qaeda members have been arrested or killed. Is the entire global war of terror based on such inconclusiveness? And cosmic. Tune in to the cosmic grapevine. Talk with people whose information is based on experience, legitimate quotes, and direct perception. I found that to be very true, whether it's the local mechanic I go to, who knows more about what's going on in town than any local newspaper, or talking to a friend, like I did show talking to Tony Belize when he went to Myanmar and Nicaragua. You know, someone who's actually been there, done that, what nowadays we would call investigative journalist in that genre. You know, oftentimes you get the information that's different and perhaps more to the core of it all than you would in an article that's been sort of prefabricated. Also, a nod to Ash Straw, who helped with the writing of the commentary selections. Poems are my original, and the essays, but took two heads better than one to come up with ideas and suggestions to make a positive change in the world. So I appreciate her efforts, and read her short bio here. Ash Straw is a certified yoga teacher, multidisciplinary artist, and lifelong student of Eastern philosophies. She is committed to the use of art as a vehicle for healing. Ash writes, paints, and performs. She advocates for non-participation in the traditionally dominant materialist paradigm, nonviolent communication, and love. For more of her writing, you can check out her blog at it's Limitless Light Works. It's all one word there, limitlesslightworks.wordpress.com. And another poem with the comments, longish poem. This is a fun one to read, so wanted to read it. Couch potato with a third eye. The TV was off. What was I thinking? Tony Bennett's silk voice on the radio. Two little boys with Spider-Man jackets walk by. One says, "Hey!" Red tulips on the avenue medians. The TV was off. What was I thinking? I saw the factories of imprisoned chickens yearning to breathe free range and make lunch for Temple Grandin. Saw the factories of attention deficit disorder assembly line semi-educated graduates yearning to be free, wanting to pick up their first paychecks while wondering how they had gotten into such debt after years and years in the mind game doctrine doctorate information corporate complex. Saw the factories of auto parts, the cup holders, steering wheel covers, shiny rims, plush cheap plastics, and in the back seats teens trying to find their love compartments for the very first time. But will anyone tell them? They are on the verge of factories of newborns yearning to breathe free in an already overpopulated world. Saw the factory spewing clouds with no silver linings, the air itself yearning to breathe free. I had not got up for days. The cherry tree blossomed outside the window. Birds migrated. Snow melted on a roadside in a dream with a friend who wanted to grab a pint, but I just sat there. The TV was off. What was I thinking? A neighbor blabbering on a cell phone, the drone of lawn mowers and air blowers that just blow the dust onto other neighbors' lawns, the hiss of street lamps in the ear of the snake, the automated phone calls, the LIBOR scandal, the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland, Skank of America, ISDAFIX, which rules swap rates worldwide, but what happened to wife swapping? Now it's all dollars and nonsense. And the Fox News guarding the White House was too annoying, so the TV was off. What was I thinking? Couch potato with a third eye, just wanting to dream, shower, and freshen up like a regular guy, but have to ask why there are so many little comfortable items at Bed Bath and Beyond, say. So many little comfortable gadgets, it's making me uncomfortable to wonder if the outsourced slave laborers are getting a lunch break. The TV was off. What was I thinking? The overview. Television typically tells you what kind of vision to have. But what do you see in the dark or with the lights low? Self. Whether third eye visions or simply thinking for yourself, spend some time each day with yourself, your thoughts and emotions. Be patient. It can take years to develop the ability to have clearer visions. Some nights, meditating, it can take hours before a key bit of info floats into view or comes to mind. Home and environs. Use the TV wisely. Watching too soon before going to sleep or too soon after waking up may be disturbing to your subtler senses. Technology. Study the lives of visionaries from the likes of Black Elk and Oglala Lakota to the inventor on your block. Community. Picking up trash, helping build a community garden. Envision what would benefit a larger group of people. Cosmic. The third eye is also called the seat of the soul. Sit down and have a look. A chat. And interwoven, interspersed throughout the book is one long essay. And so there's five sections to the book, and so there's anywhere from like a page to five pages of the essay before and after each chapter and the poems and then the comments. So it's a combination of poetry, essay, activism, kind of a genre busting, as far as I know, type of book to, have poetry and sort of self-help activism beyond self-help. And, and the essay combined. Wanted to read the, this is a section from part of the essay. This has some quotes from a news article. The 9/11 attackers were not Iraqis, nor had they links to Al-Qaeda. Neither did Iraq have WMDs, but Iraq was attacked. U.S. attacked Iraq to secure 115 billion barrels of oil reserves. Why is it that the entirety of U.S. bases in Afghanistan are all located along the route of the gas oil pipeline? Why has opium production increased by a staggering 3,100% from 185 tons before arrival of U.S. in 2001 and now 5,800 tons in 2011? Afghanistan accounts for 90% of opium and cannabis supplies to the world. What about the precious minerals like lithium, gold, iron, copper, and cobalt that have also been discovered? Opium, morphine, cannabis, heroin, codeine, thebaine are all sought after by pharmaceutical companies. That's the end of that news quote there. The USA has welcomed many people from many lands, providing liberties to those who were often mistreated in their home countries. Yet, from the original people's perspective, the European invaders and subsequently the U.S. Empire use are responsible for genocide, having wiped out about 95% of the original people to call the land Turtle Island. The U.S. needs to come to terms with its horrendous track record of human rights abuses. Some people think it's ancient history. Are you sitting down for the following statistic? USA, the most powerful institution in the history of the world, one that has killed, wounded, or made homeless well over 20 million human beings, mostly civilians, since 1962. End quote. Gore Vidal said that the USA experienced a coup after September 11, 2001, and is actually being run by a small elitist group. In July of 2013, former President Jimmy Carter, with regard to the National Security Agency surveillance program and Edward Snowden, said, "America has no functioning democracy at this moment." Many countries in Latin America are at various stages of breaking free from the harsh conditions of the global corporate empire. Venezuela and Cuba are probably the best examples of countries enabling the people to be uplifted from over five centuries of harsh conditions. Eduardo Galeano's book, Open Veins of Latin America, Five Centuries of the Pillage of a Continent, eloquently exposes the brutal details. And we'll go to a shorter, sort of more imagistic poem, a little bit. I was thought about the amazing writer Charles Hoy Fort. Check out his work, his studies, his expression now called Fortean Phenomenon to explain all kinds of strange psychic, metaphysical, whatever phenomenon. But some of his writings, he just would describe elements of nature in a very poetic way. So this is called The Arts. Filamental etchings in bitter cold ice. Dawn, a watercolor, ceaselessly running. Monet's impression sunrise spawning impressionism. Choruses of frogs. Furrowed tracks of ants beneath stones. The unrecorded songs that unfurl leaves. The art in a cup of tea. Conversation. The curve of a shoulder. Angle of a phallus, the pumping pistons of legs as time moves relentlessly on, blossoming colors in the theater of the mind. And the commentaries, the overview, art is mostly considered a finished product, but life itself is an art form and everyone is an artist at some level, even if it's only singing in the shower. Self. Consider your body, your whole self, as an evolving work of art. Home and environs. In the southwest area of Turtle Island, Pueblo peoples keep pots containing dried beans, flour, rice, etc. on their shelves. This is different from the southwest-style pottery that is decorative and sold in galleries, though maybe no less beautifully crafted. Perhaps art, combined with functionality, is closer to true art. Technology. There are a variety of forms of computer art that one can learn to do or simply enjoy looking at. Community. Some visual artists get their start by a showing at a local pizza parlor or cafe. Many schools in low-income communities would benefit greatly from receiving art supplies. And cosmic. Children have an innate ability to make art, whether sandcastles at the beach or crayon drawings on a restaurant placemat. When adults free their artistic creativity, it is often akin to experiencing child's play anew. And the book, the promo plug-in, the book is available on the website. It's $17, which includes the shipping and any tax. Otherwise, if you happen to see me around town or at a reading, it's $15 in person, and there's multiple copy prices on the website. And if you're ordering from Canada or out of state, out of the country, please email me, because the prices are a lot higher to ship out of the country. And this is one page of part of the essay. This is the beginning of section 5. Each section has a little quote. I'm a fanatic of quotes. So this is by Shunryu Suzuki, who I think wrote Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And the quote says, "The way that helps will not be the same. It changes according to the situation." This page is called Beyond Gender. While many point a finger, and rightly so, at the male-dominated world of missiles, drones, and other phallic distortions, it is important to realize that in many cases, the female has gone along for the ride. For example, a male may run a greedy corporation, but oftentimes it is the sexy female who shills via advertisements. Societally, too, females are often pampered, claiming a sort of dominion over material things. Have you ever been to a Bed Bath & Beyond? While lacking connection with Mother Earth. The age of the macho male-dominated society has run its belligerent and sad course, and feminine intuitive energy is one of the keys to the healing of the Earth and many of its inhabitants. The winter solstice of December 21st, 2012 began a new era. Evo Morales, Bolivia's indigenous president, said it is the end of the macha and the beginning of the pacha. The end of selfishness and the beginning of brotherhood. The end of individualism and the beginning of collectivism. Many indigenous peoples' cultures are matrilineal, with the women having much, if not final, say when it comes to important decision-making. Much of the male population has been warped by a machismo due in part to educational systems that thrive on competition, religiosity that thrives on breeding, and governments that thrive on the business of war. And put notes in the book from some of the news article references. And there's a little bit of Chinese calligraphy, some ancient pictographs with original brush calligraphy. So there's a few graphics in here. And again, a lot of the purpose of the book is hopefully enjoying the poetry, but also learning about what's going on in the world nowadays and how, you know, you can do something, whether it's in your backyard or if you're a CEO and have the balls to go into the boardroom and challenge the system you're in, then all the power to you. So hopefully people will find ideas and things for themselves, for the community, and for the world at large, aka Mother Earth. Also a thanks to good friend Judy Turek, who is a big help with the manuscript. So one more poem. Not all the poems are political, you know, some are about corporate media, politics, some are, you know, trying to be a bit humorous and deal with stuff, and some are just what I call sort of pure poetry, just something beautiful or emotionally stirring. There's a few poems on sexuality, deal with some issues of, you know, how we get on as a society, or we get it on as a society, and things that we can learn from that. And so try to be as objective as I can. It's a hodgepodge of stuff. This poem is called Becoming. And it's coming from a sort of new phase that started a couple years ago, trying to convey a sense of time lapse that we experience in life, where things are ever changing. Trying to put that into words. Becoming. The tree became a door, became an experience of people walking in and out, became a memory of that, yet still the door, being a door, active, dooring. The wine became a song, became an intercourse, became a child that walked through the tree that had become a door. The child climbed a tree but gave no thought to door, though a tree still breathing inside the door, a soul still ringing inside the child singing inside the soul of all. And the overview, while things are in a constant state of becoming, there is also an essence that remains the same. Contemplate, oh, this is for the self. Contemplate the evolution of your life. Where have you been? Where are you now? And where are you going? Home and environs. Before eating a meal, contemplate and give thanks to the origin of various parts of the meal, where the food came from, who picked, packaged, trucked, sold, and prepared it. Technology. How does a news story or video become what it is? Are the quotes accurate? Is it propaganda? Is it meant to serve justice? And a note, a bunch of the technology suggestions have, you know, links and actual connecting with the technology, since that's a lot of what we do. Community. Stay in touch with the cycle of seasons. Recognize the purpose of elements you might otherwise have aversions toward. For example, a cold winter snow nourishes the ground that will begin to flourish in the spring. And cosmic. Even though much seems to change rapidly nowadays, various ancient wisdoms remain true throughout the ages. So that's a good bit of a general view of the book and some specifics. Again, on behalf of those who speak different languages, 23 poems, one essay, and 138 plus ideas with references and links to the to help Mother Earth, community, and self. Thank you again so much for listening, and appreciate you hearing the poems and hearing about the book. So got a sense of it. In case you want to read more and would like to read more, or would like to give it as a gift, or feel that there's someone who could benefit by it, or if you know somebody like a librarian or a place or someone who has a healing center or a yoga center or any kind of gathering place where they would be open to this kind of thing, to have a poetry reading and or a presentation, I could talk about the process of the book, as well as talk more about some of the ideas in the book. Tried to keep it fairly simple in the book, knowing that people are busy and don't always have a lot of time, and that's short is sweet. So, but for anyone who knows any place that might be open to hearing more, you can email me. It's monk@allbook-books.com, M-A-N-K-H at allbook-books.com. So thanks again for letting me bend your ear, and take care. Have a good one. And we will go out with a track from Nature's Relaxing Music, Spring Songbirds. This is Mozart's String Quartet in D major, the first movement, with Birdsong. The CD has cardinals, orioles, meadowlarks, robins, and blackbirds. It's a wonderful spring CD, but it's all right to play it now. This is on behalf of those who speak different languages, so we'll hear what some of them have to say for themselves. Thank you.
Thank you.